From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, March the 11th through Sunday, March 13th. I'm Philip Grant. The Hudson High School boys varsity basketball team lost their first game of the season on Friday, March the 11th in the state Final Four Section 2 Class B tournament. They were defeated by the Olean Huskies 58-38 in a game played at the Glen Falls Civic Center. The loss left the Hudson Blue Hawks with a record of 26-1 for the season, winning the Section 2 title for only the fourth time in the school's history and winning two games in their first ever state-level tournament. Olean went on Saturday, March the 12th, to defeat Marlboro High School for the Class B title. Olean now advances to the semifinals of the Federation Tournament of Champions next weekend in Albany. Ryan Nearing is reporting in the Times Union that the owners of the proposed Constitution natural gas pipeline have delayed the beginning of construction from late 2016 to the second half of 2017. The proposed pipeline still requires approvals from the State Department of Environmental Conservation, with a ruling expected before March 31st. As part of the construction plan, pipeline developers are expected to cut down 1,000 acres of forest containing 700,000 trees, and 120 landowners would lose property to the gas company under eminent domain if the project moves forward. The Constitution Pipeline, as planned, is a 121-mile natural gas pipeline that would bring gas from northern Pennsylvania to the Iroquois and Tennessee pipelines in Schoharie County. The Daily Freeman reported on the village elections to be held on Tuesday, March 15th in Rhinebeck, Saugerties, and Tivoli. Rhinebeck residents will choose from a field of four candidates for two village board seats carrying two-year terms and two contenders running to fill the remaining year of an unexpired term. Voting will be from noon to 9 p.m. in the town hall, 80 East Market Street. Republicans in the running include incumbent Scott Cruikshank, Sean Kemp, and Cheryl Monaco. Incumbent Gary Bassett, Richard Lewitt, and Gina Fox are running on the Democratic line. In Saugerties, incumbents Donald Hackett, Vince Bono, and Terry Parisane are running unopposed for Village Board. Polls will be open from noon to 9 p.m. in the Village office at 33 Partition Street. The election in Tivoli is also an uncontested race. Emily Major and Jean Ann Snyder are on the ballot for the two village board seats they currently hold. Howard Clark is seeking to return as village justice. All three incumbents are running on the Tivoli first ballot line. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, March 15th at the Tivoli Firehouse, number 2 Tivoli Commons. In Columbia County, Kinderhook voters will choose a new mayor on Tuesday, March 15th. Rima Bosdick is running on the Responsible Party line and James Dunham on the Van Buren Party line. Candidates competing for the two open trustee seats are Robert Baumeister on the People Party line, Richard Phillips on the Van Buren Party line, as well as Stephen Bean and Peter Hunter, both on the Freedom Party line. Incumbent Village Justice David Delahunt is running for re-election unopposed. Polls will open at Village Hall at No. 6 Chatham Street from noon to 9 p.m. Village races in Philmont and Valencia are uncontested. Two candidates are seeking the two-year seats open on the Philmont Village Board of Trustees. The village's former clerk treasurer, Eileen Morris, is running on the Heritage Party line. And incumbent Brian Johnson is seeking re-election to his seventh two-year term. He is also running on the Heritage Party line. In Philmont, the polls will be open from noon to 9 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street. Incumbents Angelo Nero and David Williams are seeking another two-year term. Polls in Valencia are open from noon to 9 p.m. at Village Hall, 3211 Church Street. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that four candidates are competing for two open seats on the Catskill Village Board. The contenders include incumbents Vincent Seeley and Stanley Duchesne. They are being challenged by Joel Shanks and Lillian Johnson. Duchesne is a Republican and has served as trustee for 3 years. Democrat Johnson is a former member of the Catskill Central School District Board of Education. Seeley has been a member of the Village Board for 12 years and is its current president. He is a registered Republican, but is running on the Democrat and Independence lines. Shanks is a political newcomer. He is on the Republican and Independence line. In Athens, three candidates are vying for two open seats on the village board: incumbent village trustee Peter Alberti, a Republican, and Gail Lasher, a Democrat, are seeking re-election. They are being challenged by political newcomer Sharon Spinner, a Republican. Elections in Hunter and Tannersville are unopposed this year. In Hunter, incumbent Alan Higgins is on the ballot for a 4-3-year term as a village trustee. He is running on the Hunter Pride Party line. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. at Village Hall on Main Street. In Tannersville, incumbents Lee McGungle and Brian Walsh are running again. McGungle is on the Republican line and Walsh on the Democratic. Polls are open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Tannersville Firehouse located on Main Street. Village elections are Tuesday, March 15th. For our final story, Hunter Harrison reported in the Register-Star, some property owners in Kopech are up in arms about the town's recent tax revaluation. Many of them appeared at a recent meeting of the town board. Town Supervisor Jeffrey Nayer said the town appointed an assessor to do the reval in 2011. He said that from 2012 to 2014, state data collectors measured every property located in the town and found that some houses were not listed. The state released the report last fall, and town assessor J. Craig Surprise calculated the real property tax based on that report. The tax value of the entire town increased from approximately $452 million last year to $760 million this year. Nayer said taxes went down or stayed the same for two-thirds of the community. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of rain and sleet before 9 a.m., then just rain after 9 a.m. The temperature high will be 39 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. For Monday night, rain is likely mainly before 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Monday night is 70%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of rain before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 53 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 41. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers, mainly afternoon. It will be partly cloudy with a high near 60 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Sunrise today was at 7:06 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:01 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 14th day of March, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.